Praise his name. Let's all stand if you would. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly thankful. Lord, as it's been spoke so many times, but from our hearts. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to come. Lord, you've provided a building for us to gather in. Lord, where it's comfortable. And Lord, for precious saints that we can fellowship with and Lord, draw strength from. And Lord, you're just so wonderful. Your many blessings to us. Now, Lord, may we not take anything for granted, but Lord, use it to draw closer to you and just to, Father, give our whole lives to you. Bless us now, Father. Bless the service tonight. Everything that's said, done, the preaching. Lord, may we just, Lord, absorb it all. Lord, receive what you have for us and give you the glory and the honor. We ask all this, Father, in your precious holy name. Amen. Praise your name. Amen. You may be seated. Glad to be out. Amen. Let's turn the sing page on 600. Jesus signed my pardon. Ever want to forget what he's done for us? Amen. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary, oh, I was in sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold, like a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. But the door swung open, spoke to me, I have signed your pardon, now you can go free. Oh, Jesus, sign my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary, when my Savior led me from that awful place, I could hear the angels, they sang amazing grace. And now I know I'm pardoned from all sin and shame. I will join them singing glory to his name. Oh, Jesus, sign my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary, life is now worth living since I've been set free. I'm so glad he was willing to save a wretch like me. Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus signed my pardon, yes, he paid it all. Jesus, sign my pardon,
This I surely know. He took my place on Calvary. Now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him. He gave his for me. When he signed my pardon. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, sign my pardon. This I surely know. He took my place on Calvary. Now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him. He gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary.
Amen. Amen. Are you glad he signed your pardon? Amen. Amen. Page 670. I'd like to try to sing this song. Through it all. Amen. We'll start with the chorus, Amy.
Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Oh, through it all. I've learned to depend upon His word. I've had sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong.
Amen.
But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. That my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned trust in God. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to depend upon His word. I've been to places and lots of faces. There have been times when I felt so all alone. In my lovely hour, yes, those precious lovely hours, Jesus let me know I was His own. Oh, through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I thank God for the mountain, and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that He could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do.
Ask Brother Josh, you want to come for the offering? Praise His name. Ask the blessing if you would.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, through it all, Lord, we look back every rung and climb. And Lord, how so thankful we are, Lord, to go through what we have went through, Lord. Lord, because we know it was all for Your glory and Your honor, Lord, and that's the reason we climb another rung. Lord, it's Your grace and mercy toward us, and we love You with all our hearts this night. Bless this service once again, Lord. Bless this offering. Lord, as You've done so many times, use it for the upbuilding of that kingdom, for Your honor, Your glory, and Your grace. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray.
Amen. I sing a little chorus. It's on 703. But Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I proved Him. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus,
how I trust Him.
Thankful we got a God that we can trust. It's always with us, never forsake us. Praise His holy name. You believe He knows what you need?
Amen.
He knows your heart. Amen. He knows what more you need than you know yourself. Brother Tim, would you ask the blessing?
Ask the heart as You see fit, and Lord, that You would receive all.
glory and the honor. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for touching Sister Barbara. We ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen her, Lord. Continue to lift
yes,
her up, Lord. Strengthen Brother Philip, Lord, as he spins to her, Lord, and helps her along the way. And Lord, above all, you, Lord, may you receive all the glory and the honor that comes to you. And Lord, we pray this night, Lord, for that little electric seat that's all over this earth, Lord, and wherever it may be laid. Lord, that you would just move your Holy Spirit down yes, the mighty way upon us, Lord, and quicken it. Whatever it would be, Lord, whatever it would take, Lord, maybe to bring one in, Lord, or to shake one loose, Lord, or show one a short place, Lord, let it be to your glory and to your
yes,
honor. And we ask it all in the love of the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. You know, just a simple little thought to me, but it means a lot to me. That one of the big things that I guess getting used to or learning is when you ask the Lord to maybe help that one that Gene's in, you may be going to a bar joint. You don't know where it's at. Amen. It's not just the ones that are dressed nice and sitting in church, you know. Amen. We don't know where that little one's at, but pray that they'll come in quickly. Amen. Praise his name. You got a song tonight, Karen? All right. Does anyone else have a song? Amen. Maybe something just burning on your heart, of course. Amen. Praise Amos. Yes. It says truly amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Hallelujah. we adore you. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord Jesus. Praise his name. Oh, he's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name.
One of my favorite little songs, Amazing Grace. Oh, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amen. I trust that you all, that's a beautiful song in your heart. Amen. Let's just sing it again. We're going to ask Brother Timothy to come. We just got in from Lancaster and got Mother home, so she's feeling a lot better and everything. So everything's good to go. Amen. She's going to stay home and rest tonight. So just pray that you'll just bear with me. Amen. Give me a little break tonight. I've run all day, it seemed like. It seemed like one of them days. So like I say, just we're going to ask Brother Timothy to take it tonight and just pray the Lord will bless him richly. Yes. Amen. I'm anxious to hear what the Lord has for us. Are you?
Yes.
Amen. Let us sing it again. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amazing grace.
Amen. Hallelujah. Precious Lord, as we've come tonight, Lord, and gathered once more together.
Yes.
Lord, we've just come as a humble people. Lord, we've come, Lord, just, Lord, you know truly what we have need of.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, just, I just pray that I will just be a vessel this evening, Lord, that moves out of the way. Lord, I'm just someone you can just use my mouth. Speak to your people, Lord, in a way that whatever is need to be met, Lord, that you would meet that need in my heart, Lord, in their heart, Lord, whatever you would have. And Lord, we just want you to come and be with us, Lord. We want you to, just as we can already feel your precious Holy Spirit, Lord, and we know you're here. But Lord, we want to welcome you, Lord. We want you to come and be here, Lord. And we want you to have your way, Lord, and speak to our hearts, Lord. And Father, we'll give all you all the glory and the honor. And Lord, we'll just commit ourselves unto thee and ask that you would bless your word now. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. My, so precious.
Oh, yes, he is.
My, you know, it's just one of them evenings. What do you preach? You know, but just some thoughts on my heart. And, you know, God knows all things. And when the Holy Spirit begins to move and things, sometimes maybe the Holy Spirit wants to make sure we're ready. You know, and maybe it's not always, you know, he moves in many different ways. But tonight we're just going to read a few scriptures, and I just pray that some way through these scriptures and these quotes that I've got laying here, the Lord leads, and let's check up. And let's just see where we're at tonight.
Yes.
Forget about everyone else around you. This is an individual affair tonight. We're gathered here as individuals. We've come. It's you and God. Me and God.
Amen.
Don't worry about the one that's lost out there. God will take care of them. But you worry about yourself tonight. And let's just check ourselves and see where we're at just a little bit. And just maybe some way through these scriptures and quotes, maybe it'll mean just a little more to us the next time our pastor gets ready to bring what the Lord's laid upon his heart, I feel. But let's turn our Bibles to John, the 11th chapter, while you're still standing. And maybe a strange verse of scriptures to kind of read, but it's just something, it's kind of what the Lord's pressed on my heart. It's what we're going to read. Amen. But my saints, God is going to move.
Yes.
And we've got to be ready. We've got to be in that.
Amen.
You know, we sometimes we want to see our loved ones, and I know that. And you know, you just, your heart goes out to them. And it's just, you know, sometimes it just tears you apart. But nevertheless, we got to worry about where we're standing in God. This is an individual affair. And we've got to make sure each one of us, that we know with an assurance in our heart, as our brother was speaking this morning, I know where I stand. With an assurance that's rooted and grounded in my heart and in my life. And my, I don't know about you, but I see a higher height than God. And I pray tonight, by the time we're done, maybe the Holy Spirit will convey it unto you a little more. Somehow, whatever he has. Amen. But here in the 11th chapter, and just read here, to start at the 25th verse of the 11th chapter of the book of John. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she saith unto him, Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Just into that little scripture, The Master come and he calleth for thee. You know, Brother Brandon preached many a messages and used that as a text. And we may just stop and think, well, I was lost and out in the world. Maybe I was steeped in sin, and the Master called, and now, boy, I've come in. But he never stops calling. There's always higher heights in God, always a higher place to reach. You know, God will bring you so far, and it may seem like he's holding you there for just a spell. And then he calls again, come up a little higher. And my, may we heed the call of that Spirit as it begins to move into our hearts, and we hear that call of the God crying out,
Amen.
Come up a little higher. Because saints, as our brother was speaking this morning, and maybe, like I said, I don't have, it may not seem like much of a message, but let's listen just for a little bit. But we've all got to be honest with ourselves. That perfect faith has not manifested the way that it should. It hasn't been displayed the way that it should in each of our hearts and lives. And I'm not excluding myself. There's a higher height in God that we must reach.
Amen.
A higher plane.
Yes.
That book of Acts would be rewrote.
Amen.
And sometimes we get lulled off by looking at of all the other things that's happening around us. Satan's trying to use, he uses this and he uses that. Try to cause diversions to pull your mind away. Or this situation happened, try to steal some of your joy. This situation, just anything he can do to disrupt God's plan. But God's got to move. And when God set his plan in action, there is nothing going to stand in his way. Because he predestinated, as our brother said this morning, and you ought to let that burn greater in your heart. He predestinated a few to be conformed to that image. He predestinated. They will not fail. They will come to that fullness of Christ. There won't be no doubt they're going to reach that place in Christ. Not in their own self, but by his grace and the mercy and the desire that he places, the drive that he placed down on the inside when he put that little soul of God down in there, that little gene, the drive that come with it, it's going to push that this outward fleshly body to, it'll bring it under subjection to the word of God in a fullness, complete stature of Christ. And my saints, I don't know about you, but that spirit is crying out. That higher height's got to be reached. There's a place where that book of Acts, and Christ added to the church daily such as should be saved. When that church was moving by and by the power of the Holy Ghost, each individual prayed up and in the spirit. Each individual pulling their share of the load. God began to move. We endured them with power from on high. And Peter come down out of there speaking. And you watch the Holy Spirit, it begin to move and come out through them people. Saints, look at the Holy Spirit, what it's crying out for. Make sure you're born again. Make sure you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why? So God can move again in this day. Make sure there's nothing holding you back. Make sure there's nothing in your life that's hindering you. Make sure you're up there right where you need to be. But let's turn over to Luke here and read a very familiar portion of scriptures. And I want you to just dwell upon these things as we're just going to read this. This is in Luke, the fifth chapter. And we'll just begin here at the first verse and just read down so we catch the essence of what was going on here, realizing we've all read this many times, but in the fifth chapter, and we begin at the first verse of Luke. And it says, "It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust a little from land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled the ship, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which had been taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." Amen. Amen. They seen something. Hallelujah. Glory. My saints, they seen something real. And what did they do? They forsook all. They forsook everything they had and took out after Christ. And tonight, I just wonder if we've really, truly forsaken all to take out after that pearl of great price, to see this work finished in our lives, to see God move in a special way in our hearts and our midst. Amen. Have I truly sold out to him, or am I still holding back a portion of my own self, what I want, what I want to be, what I want to do? But am I reaching out by faith saying, Lord, it's gone. You're the only thing I see. You're the only thing that's in my vision. Amen. You know, as a hunter pulls that rifle down and looks through that scope, he's looking at one little spot. Are we totally centered in on what Jesus Christ wants in our life? Is that truly burning in our hearts? Has that become that all in our hearts? But saints, we're living in such an age. Satan's doing all he can to create, like I said, versions and wax cold. But each one as individuals, we've got to keep this fire burning. We've got to keep it burning in our heart. It's an individual affair. We've come to a place where you can't look at your brother, you can't look at your wife, you can't look at your husband. You don't look at no one, but it's you and Christ alone, and you're on the road. We don't know. I pray each and every one of us as brothers gathered here and sisters, we each one finish this race together. I pray each one of us will be able to stand on those streets of gold and praise and worship the Lord, but it's an individual affair. It's come down now. I can't wait for brother so-and-so to do it. I can't wait for sister so-and-so to decide she's going to reach that height. I've got to reach that height. I've got to get there. Me and myself. My saints. And I pray that as the word come forth this morning, and you know, maybe we just think it's perfect faith is getting healings. Perfect faith is just that, but it's so deep. There's such a depthness to what our pastor began into this morning. And I believe the Holy Spirit touched on this a while back, and it backed off. And many things has come since. But my watch, the Holy Spirit, is it? Here it comes again, moving into a different channel. Are we ready for it this time? Are we prayed up? Are we really wanting it? Do we see that? Or are we just kind of, oh, well, I don't know. But my, there's a place in God we need to reach, saints, and I pray it's burning in our hearts to reach that height. That God can move, God can do things that he's not been able to do because the people wasn't in the position to have it done. But God can move if we'll reach that height and totally surrender our thoughts, our bodies, soul, surrender it all to him, that it's none of us but all of him, and let him finish the work that he set for this day. My saints, where you can see it coming. And like I said, this is not something I've just come up with in myself. You can just feel it as I was studying for a message tonight. This is all that could come to my heart. It's all I can feel in my mind. Are we ready? Is it coming? Lord, is this what we need? Lord, am I ready for this, Lord? Maybe I'm old. Maybe I've served the message, and I feel like maybe I'm kind of tired and would just like to lay down. You know, and as I said, you know, as our sister, you know, she had a close call there, maybe passing on. And it's bittersweet, as me and my wife said. You know, as you get old and the body begins to get feeble and you can see heaven's shore. And Brother Branham said death was but an open door to cross over. And oh my, what a place to be. And my, how we long to be there. And us over here, we hate to see anyone leave this life because it causes sorrow in our hearts. But my, what a place that is. But I pray each one of us, though we may be old, may we may be young, if God's still letting us be here and breathe air every day, may we strive with all that's in us to be the one that this life is expressed through in its fullness. No matter how old I am, no matter, may I be just as fresh as the young ones of, Lord, here am I. Let it be to me according to your word. Lord, use me, Lord, whatever I can do, whatever I can be. And my, you know, and I don't mean any disrespect to you older ones when I say those things, because I understand, you know, as you get older, your bodies get tired and weak, and it just falls apart. It's the way God made us, and it's just the way that it happens. But my, may we find a way to give God glory and praise through all things that come our way. But my, I was just thinking, you know, when you look back through the scriptures, we read that scripture, they forsook all, and I kind of got to thinking, and you look back at Moses. God had a work for Moses to do. But before he could do that work, he had to leave everything. And look at all that Moses left. Just look at the prices he paid. And maybe someone will listen to this over the internet. I don't know. And if you do, I pray you listen also to these things. But you look, you just go back in the scriptures and you look at the types. Moses, God called him, wanted to use him. And look at all that he had to leave behind. Look at all that he forsook to take that staff and go back down to Egypt and bring God's people out of there. And you come up and look at Ruth, all that, how she stayed with Naomi and all the hardships they suffered for all that she'd done for that lineage, for David's father to be born through that lineage, the lineage of Jesus Christ coming up through. Look at all the things David suffered as being coming into king, and God called him for a job to do. Look all that he had to suffer and go through, and all the things that he did to fulfill what God had for him in his life. Look at Elijah, all the things that he had to go through and suffered and went through because God wanted to use him. Yes. And then you come up and you look at Paul, all the things that he had and all the things he left to serve God. All the things that was stripped from him that he might do the work of God. All of these ones we can read back down through the Bible and see. And then you look at Abraham, as he mentioned this morning. He forsook Lot, his family. He left all that he had and took out on a journey. And after he had done all of that and walked with God that long, then God asked him to sacrifice his son. Look at that type, saints. Look at what God went through. Amen. And then what if we come to a trial in our life that seems pretty rough, and sometimes we just can't hardly take it? It just gets us down sometimes. Oh my, to think that this would happen or that would happen. And all the time, God is using it to his glory, his benefit somehow. We may not see it at the time, as I mentioned the last time about Stephen, as they were stoning him. And it looked terrible, and it was terrible. But looks through that, God, they said his face shone with the light of the glory of God through that test and trial. They beat this natural flesh, but they couldn't put out the light that was burning on the inside. And it worked to God's glory. The same way with each and every one of those Christians of old that was put to death in the arenas and fought and all the things that happened in their life. They couldn't put out the light that was burning down on the inside of them people. Though the Romans tried to snuff it, they tried to cover it, they tried to do all they could, beat it out of people, but they couldn't put out that light. And Satan will not put it out in this age. He's coming this day in this age with all kinds of deception. He moved in. He found out physical didn't seem to work. So he's moved it over into the spiritual realm in this day with principalities and powers of darkness and men of deceit. And he's moved in and tried to take away from the word, tried to steal the word away. But yet through it all, God has got a special chosen people on this earth that down on the inside, there is something burning. They don't want a man's idea. They won't take a man's creed. They won't take what some church says. But they want the pure, unadulterated word of God. And it's burning down on the inside. There is a wheel in the middle of the wheel that is crying out to God, Lord, reveal yourself to me. Bring that word, Lord, and place it down on the inside that I can see. And it's not a place where I've accepted the message and I've received and seen the seals was brought forth and Brother Branham was a prophet and that's the end of it and I've accepted the message. But there's a people within that message that's truly accepted that message. Amen. They've heard it and it rooted and it grounded and it's bringing about the reaction. It's bringing that fruit forth that it said would be there. My works is faith expressed. Hallelujah. Yes, my saints, how rich it is. Lord, we've reached a place, it's time. You can see the old, it's all falling away. That wheat's coming to maturity. You can see it's going to shine with the glory of God. Hallelujah. It's reaching a place, saints, and it's God doing it. It ain't man. It ain't a certain church, but it's God. And he is bringing that little bride to that fullness where he said she would be. You know, we and a brother was talking, and you look around and you can see. And if you pay attention and start to hear things, they're trying to form a denomination within this message. And they're trying hard, but they can't denominate the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. They might get a group of people together and it might look like it. But the true, genuine bride's going to rise out of the midst of all of that. All individuals here, individuals there, all over to make up that bride. And God will not be without a witness. He's going to prove his word exactly just the way he said it would be. And I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that I'm one of them by God's grace. I have felt that call in my heart. By grace, I can see myself as that predestinated seed that was sent here to be conformed to his image. Not to be a churchgoer, not to fill a pew, but I've been sent here by God's grace to be one of them that will rise to the call, rise to that challenge that God has set forth in this age and surrender your life, surrender my life and say, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do. Lord, I don't know where you're taking us, but Lord, I want to be right there moving. The children of Israel didn't know where that pillar of fire was going the next day when they got up. But they followed it. They didn't ask questions. They followed the leading of that Holy Spirit. As it began to lead, they got right behind it and stayed with it. And that's where it's got to be today. Get in the move of the Holy Spirit and don't get out of it. People want to run from church to church. Oh, I think I'll go over here today and I'll go over there tomorrow. But get in the leading of the Holy Spirit and stay with it. It's not just church jumping, but it's finding the moving of the Holy Spirit in your heart and in your life. And get it rooted. Get it grounded. Your family may not want to go. Your daughter may not want to go. Your son may not want to go. Your wife may not want to go. But it's an individual affair, and you've got to be determined to go. No matter who, don't let no one hold you back, but get a hold of yourself. And you and God alone, get out there on the road and begin to walk and see where God will take you. Amen. As he says here, this is the message Abraham preached December 8th, 56. Just a small quote within paragraph 33. He was talking about Lot and Abraham, but he said, when God said, separate yourself from everybody, the walk with Christ is an individual walk. You walk, you stand alone with you and God alone. Not you and the pastor, you and God alone. Not you and the deacon, sometimes you and your wife, you and your husband, but you and God alone. You stand alone on your convictions. Salvation is not a church affair. It's an individual affair. Church is a gathering place where we come in one common grounds and worship God. But salvation isn't because you've joined the church. It's because you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted him as your personal Savior. And then you have to do no more than that now. It isn't just a make-believe. And that's what our brother was trying to say this morning as he was ministering. You see the Holy Spirit bringing that out. There's a life that follows us. When that life is placed down on the inside, it bears fruit. It's there and you don't ever see no actions of it. I've got the Lord, but I ain't got no peace. I've got the Lord, I ain't got no joy. I've got the Lord, but I ain't got this. I ain't got the Lord. No, saints, it's a life that will, these scriptures are made alive. They come from there into your heart, into your life, and your very life begins to express these written words. in every detail. And Maya, that's what I'm saying. Go back and read Mark and Luke and John and see the things that Jesus Christ done. And he said, greater than these shall ye do. Look at the Acts, all the things that happened. The Acts of the Holy Spirit moving in the people. Are we all going to be healers today going around having healing campaigns? No. But God's going to move. Whatever God wants to do, he's got to have a people to do it through. You are his hands. You are his eyes. You are his mouthpieces on this earth. You're his representatives. And all we can do as a part of that bride is be willing to let him use us in whatever manner he would have. We don't know what it'll be. We don't know what. It might be me having to give my life. But if my life leaving here brings one more into the kingdom of God, then so be it. Because, oh my, I'll meet him on that shore over there. This is all temporal and going to pass away. Everything here is going to fade out of sight. But, oh my, that heavenly home's coming into view, saints. Amen. And it'll be for eternity. Hallelujah. My, that's what I'm looking for, saints. That's our goal. That's where we're headed. But spend a eternity with the one who gave his life for us as we sung Amazing Grace. Oh, how that ought to burn in our hearts. Jesus signed my part, and by grace I can see that was in the thoughts of God. And he came to earth to pay that price and redeem me back. My, it ought to bring such an assurance in our heart. Jesus could do the things that he'd done because he knew who he was. And may that same revelation begin to strike our heart greater. Amen. We have power and authority over every devil. We have dominion, but it's got to be revealed to us. It's a revelation that has to come into our heart. You can't just go around and say, I know Jesus died and he gave me power over that devil. It'll never work. And my Satan's beginning to shine a false light. And nothing against these camps they're having for the youth and stuff. There's a lot of good going on, a lot of good happening through them. But my, how some of the young people are getting their eyes so focused in on how the Spirit moves at those camps. And the things that are happening, people falling out, passing out under the Spirit, and they see all these things happening, and it is works that can happen. We know that can happen. But my, what about the life that's supposed to be behind it? Are we looking, making sure? I might be able to raise the dead, but is my life line up to that word? I've got to make sure. It don't matter where I go to church. It don't matter who I serve or what I do and what I profess and what I'm able to do. But if my life still fails to line up with every word that's written in that Bible, that's all of naught. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not, as Jesus said. My, I pray each one of us, it's become an individual affair, as I said, and it's come down to a point where I must make sure. I can't worry about my brother. I pray for my brothers and sisters, and God will strengthen them and raise them and take them to where they need to be. But let's weigh our own selves. Let's make sure our own lives is where we ought to be. Sometimes it's so easy to, that brother over there really needs to climb in this spot. That sister, she really ought to climb over there. And then we get into a state, we forget to look at our own selves. And my, we need to weigh our own hearts and our own lives with the word. I'm just as responsible as anyone else for this word that's in this Bible. You're responsible. It don't matter because maybe you're 20, because you're 30, 40, 60, 70. It don't exclude you from any word that's in that Bible. Age makes no difference. Why? I'm young, I can still do that. No, it's every word must line up. Well, I'm old, I can say this or that. No, you can't. It's got to go through the word. It must filter through the word, and it must be every word. Why? Because it's coming down to that stand. Every move, every action must be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Everything we do must be able to back it up with a true, genuine. It's right there. That's my life right here. My, I pray that that'll stir in our hearts, saints. Greater than it ever has. But my, as he says here, this was in hearing, receiving, and acting. Preached June 7th, 1960. And my, what a title. But my, just a little quote I just wanted to read. But you know, it says, E14, he says, a carnal mind wants God to bring the birthright down to their level. But for me, I believe all true-born Christians will meet it on God's level. I don't care what I have to do or what I have to say, how I have to act. The only thing is, I want it. That means more to me than my popularity. That means more than my job. It means more than my mother. It means more than my wife, more than my children, more than every friend I've got. Let me have that birthright. I don't care what I have to pay. I want to meet God on his requirement, whatever he requires. If it's fall in the dust, if it's speak with tongues, if it's run through the building and act like a maniac or stand on my head, I don't care what it is, just so I get it. That's the main thing. That's the spiritual mind, people. They want that birthright regardless. They wanted it. As soon as they get it, it sets up the same reaction it was in that family. Finally, it came to a place till there came a separation. A man will have to obtain, if he obtains that birthright, he will have to separate himself from the world just as Jacob had to. And my, sometimes it means a walk alone. But if you really are sincere and you really receive the birthright, you don't care to walk alone. If the neighbors won't invite you anymore over for dinner, or if nobody will have anything to do with you, what difference does it make? As long as you know you've got the birthright, that's the main achievement of your life. As long as I am born of that Holy Spirit, what difference does it make? As long as I am on my road to heaven, what difference does it make what people say? As long as we're walking in the Spirit. And all that's born of the Spirit, and all that's born of the Spirit of God are led by the Spirit of God. Sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God, always walking in the beautiful light of holiness and cleanliness. My saints, it don't matter what it takes. So many want to let things hinder them from getting in the presence of God. But don't let nothing hinder you. What would you let hinder you from achieving, letting God achieve that in your heart and life? My saints, may we cry out to God. I pray, I don't know about you, but I want to see God take us in His hands. I want to see Him move with the precious Holy Spirit in a way that we've read it and we know it's there. But is there something more I can surrender that God can have that way greater? My saints, I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know how He's going to do it. But the Holy Spirit is crying out, get in the move, get in line. And my, sometimes it may look like, well, that he's, you know, sometimes our pastor may get up to minister and you may say, well, he's preaching that for someone on the internet. Well, maybe he's going to preach that one for brother so-and-so. Maybe that one's for sister son. What about yourself? Don't ever push that word of God over to someone else's life. Bring it into your own heart and your own life. That's where we're at. This is an individual affair. I pray brother so-and-so makes it. I pray sister so-and-so makes it. But above all, I've got to make sure I make it. I've got to make sure that this is me that these scriptures is talking about. My life lines up. My life is identified. That identification and the fruits of the Spirit and the holiness of Christ, the modesty, everything that's in this scripture is in my heart and my life. And I pray it becomes a greater fire, saints. I pray it'll begin greater, that we'll come hungry for whatever it is the Lord's got. I don't know what our brother's going to preach. I have no idea. But I just know with the Holy Spirit is lining something up. It's time, saints. You've got to pay attention to the moving of the Holy Spirit. You've got to watch God. Don't ever get lulled off watching other things. Keep your eyes on God and what God's doing in your heart and in your life. He didn't call you here just to fill a pew. He didn't call you to serve Him just to bless you and give you all the things of life. As Brother Branham said, let me read that real quick. Amen. You know, oftentimes many people think because they're serving God, everything's blessings, and it's all blessings, and everything's just great, and the road's going to be easy, and life's going to move right on down, and it's a false light. But listen to what Brother Branham said. This is in Redeemer and Redemption, preached November 19th, 1959, and he was talking about Ruth. But he says, notice, Ruth was willing to forsake her idols, forsake her past life, forsake her people, forsake everything and return with Naomi. No matter what the circumstances was, she was willing to go on. And that's the way every man that comes to Christ must first be willing regardless. I never like to tell the people, oh, you're going to prosper and be a rich man now. And God's going to bless you. You ain't going to have no sickness. I don't promise them that because God didn't promise them that. I say if you're really born again in your heart, I don't care how rough the road gets, you'll still hold on to God's unchanging hand. And no matter what lays before me, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Hallelujah, he says. Long as he goes, that's all that's necessary. Amen. We're on a road with him. You and him. Me and him. And each one as individuals, we're going to walk this road. We're going to move on with this heart, this life. But my, we've got to be willing to surrender and give it all to him. Let him have it all, saints. Don't hold nothing back. When the Spirit begins to move in whatever, don't hinder it. Don't hold back, but just flow with it. Give yourself into it and pray, Lord, teach me. Maybe if you don't know, maybe you're scared. Maybe the Holy Spirit begins to move in a certain way, and sometimes maybe, you know, a lot of times people get a little worried. They don't know. Maybe I'll act unseemly. Maybe I won't act right. Maybe this, and that's all come from different things you've heard down through your life. But the Holy Spirit will not do nothing that you can't back up with this scripture. And if it's the genuine Holy Spirit, and I think each one of us sitting here knows what it is to feel that Holy Spirit. And if you can feel it down on the inside, give into that Holy Spirit and let Him have His way. Let Him move in the manner that He wishes to move. Just give yourself over to Him. You sisters can come to the instruments. But my saints, I don't know what God's going to do. And I don't know. You say, well, Brother Tim, you act like you know something. No, I don't. I'm just telling you what the Holy Spirit has laid in my heart to speak this evening. And all I can do is come and pour my heart out and say these things and then let God do the rest. But I know one thing, it's time to stir yourselves, shake yourselves. Don't get in a lull. Don't get lulled to sleep. Oh my, this is bad and that's bad and this is going wrong and I don't know about that. But keep your eyes on God. Nothing happens by chance. God is moving. That army's going to keep marching right on into glory. And I'm here to tell you, saints, by grace, I can see myself as one of them. I pray each one of you can see yourself in the Scriptures. I've been predestinated, as I said, to be conformed to the image of Christ. I've been called, chosen of God, justified, sanctified, filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Receive the word for my day, and I'm seeing it vindicated. You can see yourself lining up in those words. What a joy it ought to stir. What a fire it ought to cause in your heart. And that's what causes the longing. Lord, what's next? Lord, lead me on. If you're trying to climb a ladder and you're struggling and you can't get up that one step, you sure don't want to hit the next step. You know, you take me, I'm kind of scared of heights. And how often it is you start to climb a ladder and you get halfway up and you look down and you're, oh, that's it. You freeze up. You can't go no farther. But you take a brother that ain't scared of heights, he can get on that ladder and he just goes right to the top. And my, that's what we need is the Holy Spirit down on the inside to remove all doubt, all fear, all things, and look at the goal that's above us and keep reaching and get that rung and say, Lord, take me higher. Lord, here's my hand. Take me on. But my, don't be skittish. Don't be scared. Don't hold back, but give over to God and say, Lord, you take me. I might be a housewife. I might be a deacon. I might be a brother. I might be a sister. God can use each one of us if we'll let Him. A housewife can be a mighty thing. But oh, my brother can do mighty things. A pastor, a deacon, whatever you are. But let God do it through you, not what you can do. But oh, my, get in the sweetness of the Holy Spirit and let God bring this word. And let it mold into your heart and into your life. My God can take us in His hands and what He can do. My, He says, you know, it's honestly come down. And we've seen it and read the Scriptures many times. You know, it's people get jealous when they see God move on different ones. And as God begins to move through that little bride, it's going to get rougher and rougher. That's when rough times is going to become, when God's moving over here. And maybe it's a brother that's only got five in his congregation, and God might be using them five mightily. And you watch the bigger churches that's got 500 and 600, and God ain't moving in their church. You watch the criticism, and you watch all that's going to happen and the persecution that's going to come down on that little group. But my, above all, keep your eyes on God. Amen. It might get rough before we get out of here, but by God's grace, He's going to get His glory and His honor. And I don't know about you, but Lord, here am I. Send me. Who will go for me? Who is willing? Who feels that challenge burning in their heart? Who's got that cry to reach out in the Spirit? Who's got that compassion down in their soul? Who's feeling the move of the Holy Spirit to draw closer? I pray each one of us feels it, saints. I pray each one of us feels it pulling to be what God wants us to be. My saints, it's just a small few words and maybe not much of a message, but I pray some way it'll stir a spark in someone else. Amen. Maybe somebody that'll listen to this over the way of internet, whatever. There is a true, genuine power of God. There's a true, genuine Holy Spirit. There is a pillar of fire that can still be seen today. He's not dead. He is alive, saints, and He's moving onward. People and men try to take away and make Him a God of yesterday, but I want to see Him be a God of today. He is the healer. He is the great Jehovah. He is all these things that we read and see the promises of God that lay here that can be manifested and vindicated. And oh my, I pray that's what I want. God be God in my heart and in my life. And you just express whatever you want to express. But Lord, let the people know and see that they have to declare we've been with Jesus Christ. My, that's the precious prayer to have, saints. I pray you feel it. I don't know. Let's all stand. You know, just, I don't know. Does anyone else feel that in their heart? Does anybody else feel a challenge truly burning? Are you satisfied with what we have, or is there a higher height in your life? Do you see that higher place in God to reach? Saints, I'm telling you, I know it sounds, sometimes the word may come as our pastor was preaching this morning, and you see the word as it comes slow and it comes softly. God's speaking to his people. He's trying to make sure that it gets rooted and grounded. It's wonderful to have evangelists come and stand and get all worked up, and the people get worked up, and everybody's screaming and shouting. That's wonderful, and God's got a place for that. But it takes that deep-rooted groundness of the Word of God to bring about that work in the heart and life. My, I pray we're crying out to God. I don't know. The days are getting shorter, saints. And my, he's going to appear.
Amen.
And we better be found standing, doing his will.
Yeah,
you say, well, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've got my ticket. Amen. That's wonderful.
Amen.
And anyone that's got the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, if they die today or whether they live for the rapture, they're going to be over there.
Yes.
But my, if you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you're here today, you'll see there's a work to be done.
Amen.
And your life and your purpose will be that Jesus Christ be glorified here on earth. Amen. My, I just pray, saints, set us on fire. Amen. Greater than we have. May the Holy Spirit just sweep over us like it never has. I just pray, as they was in the day in the upper room, as the sound come through as a mighty rushing wind, I pray God will send his Holy Spirit down into our hearts and stir us. Set us on fire, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my saints, with a spark that won't burn out, that won't get dim, but oh, my, it'll burn white hot. My, hallelujah, that when someone gets around that spark, we'll just jump off on them. Hallelujah. My, I pray it's burning in our hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know. But oh, my, hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Anybody got a song on your heart? Hallelujah. Something you want to say or even sing? Amen, Brother Amos.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high.
Plant my feet.
My, I pray it's just burning. I mean that, saints. I pray it just strikes down on your inside. My, and like as I said, don't take me wrong. I want our loved ones in more than anything we can do. There's many that you just wish you could just, oh, give them what you've got. And oh, my cup, hold them in your prayers, and you pray for them. Hold them up before God, and just keep, Lord, just have your way. But oh, my, keep a watch on yourself and make sure you're lining up with that word. This is an individual affair. And my, I pray each one of us as individuals, when we come in and gather here under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that each one of us brings that little lick of fire. And when we get together, it becomes a great big flame. Oh, my saints. Oh, don't you just love him? Don't you want him to have his way? Wouldn't you just like to see him move? Wouldn't you like to be able to see as it was on the day of Pentecost, see the Holy Spirit just fall down on the people? Really sweet and woo of people with their, oh, my saints. God is God. He didn't get weak and he hasn't passed off the scene. He wants to do all that he said he would do. And he will. But oh, how bad do we want him to do it? How willing are we to let him have his way? Oh, my saints. Oh, hallelujah. I pray just think on those things, saints. Let it maybe burn in your heart a little greater. Because God's going to move. And my, it don't matter what we do or where we're at. But let God have his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. Oh, may we be a light shining. Oh, my. As old Brother Stephen's face shone, may our faces shine with the glory of God. Oh, my. May it be a light that can't be put out, can't be distinguished. And oh, my, people have to say, oh, look at the glow. Oh, my. May God receive the glory and the honor from it. Amen. May the Lord bless you, your pastor.
Praise God. Glory to God.
I believe the Holy Ghost is wanting us to get prepared.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart there's a higher height to get to, saints. And by his grace and his mercy, I'm going to get there. Amen. By his mercy and grace. But how hungry are we? Amen. I know this is a little group of people and may not seem like there's too much here and all that, but I know God is here.
Yes.
Amen. He's getting a little bride ready right in this little place. Lord, let me be one of them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That'll go all the way. Amen. You say, well, God's doing this over here. That's right. He is. He's dealing with different people in different places.
Amen.
But always remember, different people in different places, they may be in a different height than you are.
Yes.
That's right. They might be in a greater height than you are. They might be in a lesser height than you are. But amen, one of these days, we're all going to gather together on the other side. Amen. But I want to do and let God deal with my heart according to what he's revealed to me. That's what it's all about. Whatever height he's got me in, Lord, let me yield to that to go higher. Amen. I love him. He's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He's still alive. Oh, yes, he is. He's alive as he'll ever be. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. His power is the same. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. Amen. He's alive to you. Amen. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Alive forevermore, alive, alive, alive forevermore. Yes, glory, alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Yes, glory, hallelujah. question is he alive in you?
Amen.
He might be alive in the one beside you, but is he alive in you?
Amen.
Amen. Oftentimes people, if they don't feel the Holy Spirit moving, you know, they'll always blame it on the fellow beside them. Wonder what's going on here.
Amen.
One is pointing the finger at this and that and this and that. Is it right there?
Amen.
Is that the one singing hallelujah? Is that the one that knows he's alive?
Oh,
hallelujah. I know he's alive. I feel him in my heart. I see him in my life. I see his works made manifest. Hallelujah. I know he's alive. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he is alive. Amen. My mother's living tonight because he's alive. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, Mike, come right down in that living room and touched her. Amen. Glory. And promised her to live on yet. Oh, thank you, Lord. He is alive. Amen. Glory. Alive, alive. Is he in your heart? Now Jesus is alive. Amen. Alive forevermore. Alive, alive. Jesus Christ expressing it through you. If you're really in that position that he's alive in you, Christ again in the true church. The true church. Christ in the true church. Oh my. It will react again. That little bride is going to express. You say, well, how do I know it's going to happen? If you are the bride, it's got to happen. Because he predestinated it to happen. He predestinated you to live that perfect faith. He predestinated you to have that works with faith as expressed. Hallelujah. God called you for this purpose. And God will make the way. Hallelujah. I just got to know for sure I'm one of them. Hallelujah. Then when I know for sure I'm one of them, I know it's going to happen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my. It just keeps getting sweeter and sweeter. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my Lord, let me just yield completely to you. Let me talk to you more through the day. Let me meditate on you more through the day. Amen. Let me study thy word, Lord. Let me hear thy word, Lord. Just let me be all you are and you all in me. Amen. Hallelujah. To really be a vessel that you can live and express, declare to this nation and to you that he is alive. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. What is it people see? What do they see? I can say, and I've mentioned it many times, you don't even have to say nothing. And if you've got that life in you, they may not realize what they're looking at. But you can't tell me people back then walked up to Jesus Christ and didn't know he was the anointed one, the Messiah. That's right. We sat there mowing Dad's grass yesterday afternoon. And a neighbor man come over And he began to talk, asking about mother and dad. I was telling him. I didn't even mention anything about Christianity. Never said the first word. And he started talking about it. He said, you know, I don't go out and do these things bad all the time. He said, like a lot of people do. He said, I'm all right on everything. I didn't ask him if he was. He said, I'm all right on everything except for smoking these cigarettes. And I figure if I quit smoking, then I will get cancer. But he was telling about, oh, I don't go do this and I don't go do that. I didn't ask him to talk about it. Why did he? We just take it for granted when the Holy Spirit is there present among us. Yeah. We just take it for granted among ourselves and we're filled with the Holy Ghost and we walk around each other and we talk to each other and we just take it for granted. But do you realize the people would long and love to have what you got? They don't know what it is. They can't explain it. But they just know you're different. They just know you're different. How can they keep their mouth shut when the presence of God is in their midst? Oh my. May our lives shine to the glory of God. You may not have to say a word. But as Brother Timothy mentioned, the glory of God shines. Stephen's face. The glory of God was there when they were stoning him. Yes. Cannot the glory of God shine, the presence of the Holy Spirit shine in your life? Yes, it can. Yes. It'll make people start saying things they maybe wouldn't normally say, but they'll say it anyway. They can't help it. They're in the presence of the Lord. Blessed people we are. Saints, I see people. And I see what's going on and see many message believers. You hear about them. I thank God for the eyes He's given me to see. I thank God that He's revealed what He has to me. I just pray, oh God, keep revealing the word to me. And I do pray for all those others. Lord, let your mercy come. May you fill them, Lord, with the revelation of your word. May that little seed be laying there, Lord, and be quickened to life. Hallelujah. But thank God for what He's done for me. It was amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Amen. Always remember that. You forget about a wretch being saved. If you can't see it in your own life, you just remember the grace of God saved me. I thank God He saved me. I thank God He brought me out of the miry clay and set my feet on a rock to stay. Oh, He's so wonderful. I love Him. He's so precious. For the glory of God is all around us. Amen. And I thank Him for it. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, we thank you, Lord, for the moving of your Holy Spirit. We appreciate you with all our hearts. And Father, we realize that it's nothing we could do in ourselves. It's all you, Lord. It's all by your grace. I just ask, Lord, that you would store greater hunger in our hearts. May there be a greater excitement in our hearts. The Lord, every time we gather this little place, the Lord will just be strongly pulling on the Spirit of God, the moving of the Holy Ghost, and to hear the Word of God and receive revelation. All these things, Lord, may it be first in our life. The Lord Jesus, we won't just be a people that profess to be believing an end time message, but Lord, it'll be a people that the expression of Jesus Christ is on display. Bless us, Lord. Lead us and guide us by thy sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the message tonight, and Lord, may it continue to prepare us for the next time if you should tarry. Help us not to miss these things, Lord. There's little nuggets, Lord, you've placed on my heart to bring to the people. And Lord, if you don't reveal it, it'll never mean anything. But Lord Jesus, may the spirit of revelation come down on us. May you reveal it to us, Lord, that we could be a people that'll truly have that perfect faith. The Lord will walk exactly the way you want us to walk. Our life will come forth that we cannot live ourselves. It'll be you on display, Lord. That's what it's all about. And you predestined us to be conformed to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask now that you'd bless us. Bring us back is our prayer. In Jesus' name, our Lord and our Savior, we love you with all our hearts now. Amen to your holiness, Lord. Amen. Praise God. May God richly bless you. Come back hungry. You just might get something to help you. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.